Mishnah Berurah says that women don't light candles on Hanukkah because of Ishto Kegufo. How does this work, and why does it work here where the women have a real chiyuv and not in other places such as Achilas Matzah or Megillah? Also, I've heard conflicting opinions whether women should say Birchus HaGomel after childbirth. Is there an accepted opinion? Thank you. Usher K. from Bayit Vegan. Okay, first of all, the mitzvah of Hanukkah really is one candle per household. However, the Rabbanan added that Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Minahadrin, we light also other people in the household also light their own candles. But since the main mitzvah is the household, and a woman is not an extension, but she is part and parcel of her husband, so she fulfills her mitzvah, even the Mahadrin part, through her husband. Other mitzvahs where there's an individual responsibility, like matzah, megillah, or so on, a person has to do that individually, and ishto kegufo does not help. By birchas hagomel, there are some that say that women do not bench gomel because of tznius reasons. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say it's proper for a woman to, yes, bench gomel, preferably in front of a minion of men. Some shuls permit the women to bench gomel and encourage them from behind the mechitza. Other places, a woman makes that bracha at home in a more family setting when there's a minion of people in the house. Mishnah Berurah says also that possible that a minion of women could possibly be used with at least two men available also. It would be better in a place where there's no specific minig for a woman to bench gomel and to do it in front of a minion of men.